Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a best man speech, but getting one from some random plus one.
I am honored to be standing here today, also confused and a little hungry. Does anyone want to switch entrees? Pretty sure I checked beef.
You wouldn't settle for just any speech, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's a second chance, Tommy.
Let's do it.
That most people thought they never get.
It's tough to find.
And although this start won't cost you money, it's going to be hard work.
But still, it sounds like you're going to get some benefit out of it.
I mean, look, if you can pull it off, that's just it. It is a fresh start. It's a chance at a career in a field you never thought you'd be in. But we are going to find out how many grown-ass people are ready to try something completely new thanks to the state of New York.
See if you got what it takes.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
A few months ago, the state of New York announced a plan for adult education. Folks between the ages of 25 and 55 would be able to go back to school and get an associate's degree for free from any community colleges in the state of New York in certain high-demand fields.
So I had to be looking for it.
Like pursuing
a gig that they need filled.
Well, it'll be education in that gig.
Yeah.
So I have to stay there to get the freebie.
You what?
I have to.
It's, you have to say that you're gonna.
I'm looking to get this career.
Yes.
So that's the free one.
You have to train in this specific job.
All right, education. That's a good deal, and you get a gig.
So the program will cover tuition, fees, and books for all adult learners that had never earned a SUNY degree before. And some of these jobs, we're talking healthcare, advanced manufacturing, green jobs, and renewable energy. Kimmy, was teaching in there as well? Do I remember that being one of them?
I mean, it would make sense if it was.
You can look up all of the details of the program online if you'd like to. And when we talked about this a few months ago, everyone in the room agreed, and all the callers too. It made perfect sense.
Yeah.
It was a start for free.
Mm-hmm.
You get your associates paid for. After that, you're on your own. But it's meeting the state halfway. In fields that we desperately need.
Yeah,
people.
They're coming up short on.
Need to fill positions.
So it all works.
You got it. A way to fix a problem.
Perfect.
So 10NBC did a story last night.
That is right.
About how community colleges like MCC are now preparing for what they assume is an influx of adult students ready to take advantage of this program. And my question to you and to the world, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, are these community colleges going to get the massive amounts of adults they're expecting?
I mean, I would think if you're looking to get a change, or if you're a kid just coming up and you got nothing, why wouldn't you take it to get a gig?
So you're saying you believe there'll be tens of thousands of people between the ages of 25 and 55 that are taking advantage.
I mean, to your point that the older you get, the harder it is because you got more going on. You know, I mean, like if you're already married, kids, you know, you name it, it might be hard to go back to school on top of that.
All right, so let's walk through this. Kimmy, I mean, just real quick, yes or no, do you think they'll be getting the influx of grown-ass people ready?
I think they'll get a good amount of people initially, like, thinking that this is something that they want to pursue, but I do think that it's going to be tough on your schedule, and I don't know how many people will end up finishing the program.
All right, before we get to schedule, just out of the gate,
yeah,
and the phone number is 252-WCMF, if you have experienced this as a grown-ass person. Mm. I would imagine just going back to school, period, after being out an extended period of time is going to be tough.
Because you're going to be around a lot of 18, 19-year-old kids, right? I mean, like, that alone, that dynamic alone, I could see somebody being almost like, maybe embarrassed isn't the word, but hesitant to do it because of the way they feel like they look to those kids.
Okay, that's a valid concern. I wasn't even thinking that. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking the actual act of learning again.
Yeah.
Having to open up a book and retain information and test. When's the last time you had to
memorize something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nothing. Sit through a lecture.
No. I never have.
Okay.
I've never been in a lecture hall.
No, you've been lectured plenty of times.
Yeah, but that's different, right? That's like when you're just getting, like, they're screwing you over.
To your point, I think the longer you wait in between the end of high school or your last bit of education, the harder it is to go back and do it again.
You know what I hear? Nobody wants to learn anymore. Or work.
But let's walk down
this
idea of you being an adult and going back to school. Let's say you are able to handle the actual book learning part, right? You're most likely going to have to do this while having a full-time job, maybe even having a family. And the world is stressed for time as it is, period. Right? How many people would be able to add part-time student to full-time job, mother, father,
it's
whatever?
It's got to be impossible. But don't tell this to any old person of my age.
Why is that?
Because they will tell you about some guy that they knew. I worked with a guy. He came out of the war. He built his own house, he dug the foundation, laid his own brick, was going to night school, had a daytime job, and then was also ran a farm on the weekends, all that while going to law school.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. How easy was night school in the 40s and 50s?
I guess it was pretty easy because these guys did like seven things, and every guy in the 1940s built his own house.
Well, yeah. Sears sold those houses you could just put together.
Yeah, my father, he dug that. My father's hands bled.
No, like, you know, I mean, look, this job does not have the best job security in the world.
No.
So taking advantage of this for like, well, you can't because you're too old, but Kimmy and I would not be the worst idea in the world. That being said, I would not have a moment.
No.
I would not
you
be able to
do it. You couldn't do it.
And like, and here's the thing. I'm not even like as crazy busy as like other people are, right? Like
Just think of doing homework again. Like coming home from this job and having to sit down and put in more work. I don't know how. I give people so much credit for being able to sit down and focus on doing that because I don't know if I could.
I couldn't. I would abandon my family.
Well, then what do you need the new job for?
No, I'm like, I'm not doing nothing. I'm not even feeding you. I'm out. I'm not going to sit here and do homework to feed your ass.
You didn't do homework when you were supposed to do homework.
No.
And, like, there is actually a more complicated scenario that I don't think anyone has thought about. And this is
What's not that?
The state's fault. This is more of a personal thing. We'll get to it in a second. 252-WCMF. Maybe Scott can help us out
a little
Scotty
bit. Scotty the go-getter.
Scott, what's up, buddy? You're on CMF.
Hey, not too bad. So I'm a professor at MCC.
I teach low college.
Oh, for God's sakes, it's a good college.
It's still college.
I made it 14 days. I made it 14 days.
I'm not good enough for real college. I teach at community college.
But you were saying,
I have a lot of people returning to school after having been in the workforce for a while. A lot of them work at Wegmans or other local places that send them back to school for free. Those companies already pay for them to go back. And the older set who come, they absolutely love coming. They think it's a great thing, great opportunity for them, and they do a great job in class. It's really like the younger kids who, even if they're paying for it themselves, or if they got a job and their company immediately sent them, or their parents are paying, they tend to show up for the first couple of classes and then they kind of dip out and forget to keep coming, which is odd because I teach classes at night mostly, because that's when people work during the day and they have opportunities to go to school at night.
Okay.
And like if I taught an 8 a.m. class, I get it. The kids aren't showing up to go to those. I didn't either because It's early. Who wants to do that?
Wait, you didn't show up and you became a professor?
Well, that's why he's at community college.
Oh, I got it. Yeah.
But, Scott, here's the thing. I mean, well, two things.
Night school dropout.
Two things. One, Scott, it's possible just being in a room with you is really hard. But the second thing, I mean, Scott, you did bring up an angle I didn't anticipate here.
What's
it would make sense that the kids are more willing to bail on this because they don't understand what they're giving up.
Yeah, whereas, the older set's got more invested.
Well, it's not just more invested.
See the benefits of
it. Payoff?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, look, I blew this.
Yeah.
You know, I look, if I decided to go back to school, which I'm not going to, but like if I had decided that, I'm going to take it way more serious than I did when I made it the 2 weeks at MCC the first time.
Yeah, because it's your choice, too.
So, Scott, like, when it comes to grades, though, I mean, I don't know if there's, like, professor-student confidentiality. I mean, do the older folks, are they able to keep their heads above water?
Yeah, same with attendance. The older set tend to perform better in school, too. I think they give it more time. Also, I teach engineering technology courses, and this stuff is, like, mechanics stuff, so it's got a lot to do with their job, so they just have better mechanical knowledge because they've been doing it for so long. So I think they grasp the concepts a lot better than the younger set who, quite frankly, when I'm giving my lectures, they tend to be on their phones instead of paying attention.
Damn kids and their phones!
They got to grow up and put those things down.
Doesn't the older set like to butt in like I'm doing now and start telling you how they used to do it? Like, you know, I'm thinking of like that Back to School with Thornton Mellon where he starts like schooling the professor.
Speaking of old references.
Yeah, so a lot of it is programming PLCs and electronics and stuff.
But we all know who controls that industry. And you're going to have to grease a few palms.
They try to tell me how the analog stuff and mechanical stuff is better.
I'm not sure who runs that. It's not the Boy Scouts.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, if Tommy was in the class, no, I'd kick him out and he'd fail real quick.
That's a good plan, Scott. Yeah. Hey, Scotty, thanks for the info.
But not because of the problems, just because he wouldn't be able to learn.
There's a lot of reasons.
Hey, he's got grandkids, man. Be careful.
Good thing you're not teaching comebacks.
Bye, Scott. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Yeah, bye.
There goes Professor Scott.
How dare you try to tell us useful information.
He did kind of go on for a long time.
As like, they do.
I started.
I don't know. I couldn't hear him over Tommy.
What? I had a few questions.
252-WCMF. We're talking about a story on 10NBC. This, you know, program in the state of New York. They announced it a couple months ago. Folks between the ages of 25 and 55 getting the opportunity to get free associate's degrees, books, and fees if they are going into certain fields in need in the state of New York. And all the details you can find if you Google it. You know, there's specific things you're looking for. But MCC was telling 10NBC that they're anticipating an influx of adult education participants. God, we're so stupid. They want to learn in the book stuff. But with all the things going on in life, all right, maybe Scott is right about this, that the opportunity is going to supersede the stress that would show up in
your life. They appreciate the opportunity.
All right, I see you guys on hold. I want to come back to this. But there is another personal problem that could show up.
What's that?
Let's say you're married. And you and your spouse want to take advantage of this.
Okay. Like you both want to do it?
Why not?
How do you do that?
That's just it. You could only do one at a time.
Yeah.
Who goes?
Well, the one who's got a better opportunity to make money.
No, but it's the same opportunity for both of you. You're both going back to school to learn these things. I mean, it wouldn't be this person could make more. Who do you decide who gets to go?
Well, mama's got to watch some kids.
Wow.
You got two suckling child. You can't be hanging out at school.
Well, no, but I mean, there are far more female college.
There are, yeah.
Students.
We're
so dumb.
There's more. Like guys ain't going to school.
Yeah. God, why are we?
They don't want to do no learning.
It would have to come down to like who between the two of you actually would put in the like you. Think
oh,
you could,
that would make the conversation easier.
Well, stick with it.
You ain't gonna stick with it, stupid. Hold these suckling childs. I'm going off to school. Kim, are you going to look your husband in the face and say, I'm going to take it more serious than you are?
No, I would tell him he would probably take it more
seriously. Well, you're lazy. I'm talking about in a situation.
There ain't no suckling in that house.
No, because I remember when he was, when he became a fireman, you know, he had to learn a bunch of new stuff because he was doing a complete career change. And I remember, like, looking at him and while he was studying, be like, I could never do this.
So he was studying and had a full-time job.
Well, I mean, he was going through the academy, so, yeah, he would go to the academy and then have to study afterwards.
That would suck.
Yeah. And he did it all to run into burning buildings. What a hero. Yeah, I point to him, but they took his picture away.
Yeah.
They're putting a TV behind my
looking
head.
A little blank behind you, Dave.
By the way, we're going to need a photo of that so we can put it on the TV be in rotation behind my head on the live stream. Yeah. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to John. Hey, John. How are you, brother?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What up?
Hey, Duffy, I think you hit the nail on the head earlier. It's not the stress of learning. It's really when you have a family, especially a young family, it's really tough. I mean, I did it when I was in my mid-30s, and it was crushing. Just the time commitment and then the time suck that the young kids, especially toddlers and infants, take out of you. That's the stress. And anybody who wants to actually learn is going to take advantage of this. It's not the learning from an adult perspective that's a problem.
Okay.
It really is. It's a work-life balance in addition to the education.
Because the kids don't shut up.
Okay, you shut up, John.
No, you shut up.
What were you going back to school for? Was it like an extended education, or were you starting from scratch again?
No, I did my graduate degree.
Ooh.
Well, that's higher end. That ain't even like low. That's like high college, not low stuff.
The stress of going back with a family is the stress of going back. I don't care what level of education you're going back for.
So did you study like in the bathroom?
He's literally explaining to you what was happening, and you're asking him questions in the middle.
I'm already bored. I want to change curriculum.
Curriculum? What do you want to change?
Curriculum.
That's not what you said the first time.
Curriculum.
Curricula.
Curriculum.
Wasn't that one of the kings of Egypt? Curriculum?
That's a porno you were looking at.
Shut up. Kimmy, you were saying, I'm sorry.
How long did it take you to do? Like, was this a quick program, or were you at it for a few years?
It was 2 years.
Two years of, like, studying on the toilet?
I give you so much credit, John.
No, actually, I, at that point, I had a good partner. We're not together anymore, but I say it was,
I guess it ain't that good.
For God's sake!
Have you studied her ass out the door?
Why are you acting up today?
Seriously.
Is it because we're talking about school?
That's exactly what it is.
School sucks,
he gets
man.
So intimidated by it, even though he's dressed like he's ready for PE class.
I don't
want
to promote school.
No, you should promote school, you idiot! All right, so, I mean, John, I'm going to assume, because you said you had a good partner at the time, that you know your schooling wasn't the reason the marriage ended. Looking back on it now, was it the right move for you and your family?
100%. I mean, it opened up a lot of doors. So, I mean, it helped me get further ahead than where I would have been. So, I mean, when you're younger, it's a lot easier to do because you have the energy. My old tired ass at 57 right now could never do that.
Are you rich now?
I'm not poor.
You have a blinker. So. You're doing all right.
At least
it works.
I use it.
Oh, in your face, John. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
See you guys.
There goes adult education, John. Now, look, I think it's very important we point out here because you keep running your stupid mouth.
I have questions.
Are you rich, though?
Well, that's the whole point. You're doing it to get rich.
I went and talked to middle school kids last week, and I got better questions from them. And they asked me how much I weighed.
Really?
They really did.
Oh.
195, no big deal. No, with this program that, again, the state of New York is offering free associate's degrees, 25 to 55 for adults here in New York State if they're studying certain things where there's jobs in need. I am not crapping on this. You're being an idiot.
I'm not crapping.
No, you are. This is a good idea.
I'm saying go if you can't. If you're going to go low.
No, what?
No, I mean,
what are you talking about? What do you mean?
The world needs low-thinking people, too.
That's not what this is, you idiot. It's a start to a four-year degree. That's what an associate's degree is. I mean, you could stop at an associate's if that's the education you need for your job, but it's a foot in the door.
Right, and it's free. Low and free.
The fact that it... Shut up.
Low and free.
Did you think you were doing, like, an old Southern song a second ago? Is that what that was?
I don't sing old Southern songs. They all end horribly.
The fact is this.
What's that?
We all... whether or not we take advantage of the program, need to hope this works. Because we are running out of ways to take care of job shortages.
Right.
Teaching being a big example. You can't force people to go to college to learn how to do certain things. You don't want to lower the standards using education or healthcare as an example.
And mocking this stuff does not help.
If this idea does not work, what is the next step to ensure that we have enough people to do these jobs?
Robots.
No, you idiot.
The AI and a robot.
You want a robot working on your medical stuff?
Yeah, why not? What, okay. like a laser?
No, I fully endorse... Or
like comes in with a knife?
Okay.
Work on your heart?
Why are you stabbing it like a...
Because I'm not a good robot.
You're not a good person. Let's take a break.
Yeah, come on.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
you chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a lawyer, but getting some guy who just watches courtroom dramas.
How does the defendant plead?
Guilty.
Wait, what?
Also, objection.
You object to what?
Erroneous.
Counsel, approach the bench.
Hey, can I get a whack at the gavel?
You wouldn't settle for just any lawyer, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This headline is not bringing the same joy as the last time we saw it.
Oh.
Because like a year, 2 years ago, we were thrilled that this classic Rochester restaurant and party house was back.
Yeah.
And that may be the case again.
Mm.
But we've been hurt, Tommy.
Yes, we have.
And honestly, when you look at the last 20 years of this place, if you're a superstitious person, why the hell would you want to bring upon yourself what every other owner has had to deal with? Mm. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. A very special treat for everyone watching our live stream.
What's going on?
Tommy had no laundry clean. So it's a Tracksuit Tuesday.
Yes.
Tracksuit we've seen before. Lame. Repeat. Rerun. Sucks. You can log on to the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, or Twitch. Catch our live stream, The Break Room WCMF, on YouTube and Twitch. Sit back and enjoy a man in comfort wear.
It is so comfortable.
And turquoise sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
Here on our live stream on CMF. The Crescent Beach could be back again.
Nice.
We all know the restaurant and party house in Greece, restaurant and party house in Greece was bought by local businesswoman Catherine Mott a couple of years ago.
Mm.
But it turns out she may not have had the money she said she had to buy it. She admitted to a check-kiting scheme, ripping off the bank to make it seem like she had more money than she did.
Mm.
She's facing serious punishment.
Like prison time?
Yeah, yeah. We're waiting on sentencing. But part of the punishment of the guilty plea she took was forfeiting the Crescent Beach back to the government.
Oh, so she had to unload.
Yeah, you got it.
Right.
And we were heartbroken. Because when she bought the place, Kimmy, we talked at length about how excited Rochester was to have this gem.
Seemed
back.
Like finally something was going to happen with it. They had, I think that they had already started doing some work on it, from what I understand. So, like, it was kind of one of those things where it's like people were actually seeing the results of this purchase, and then it all came to a halt.
So when she forfeited the restaurant back to the Gorman, we thought that meant the end of everything.
Yeah, it's just going like to fall apart.
Not so fast, buddy.
What's going on?
Gary Craig of the Democrat and Chronicle says a potential buyer has signed a notice of intent to purchase the restaurant.
Okay. Damn.
Now, it's still early, so who knows what happens here. But the dream of returning to the glory days of the Crescent Beach may not yet be dead.
All right.
Are we excited?
Yes. I mean, I'd love to go out there, but it's all done, all fixed up, nice, on the water. Well, you're not a big waterfront dining guy.
No, I was thrilled with the Crescent Beach coming.
I just don't believe it's going to happen.
I'm with Kim.
Because your parents couldn't afford the lake, even to look at it.
Charlotte? Everyone could afford to look at Charlotte.
Except for your dad.
Shut up.
Because question, where was that buyer before? And how come all of a sudden they're interested?
I mean, maybe they were. That's a good question.
Well, maybe you could make a move.
I mean, that thing sat vacant for years.
You could make a move until they figure out what they were going to do with her.
No, but I mean, she bought it. Yeah. It was sitting vacant for years. She bought it. Why would he?
That's why I don't really.
Right.
It's not like there was a bidding war for
it. I'm not sold on the fact that anything's going to happen moving forward still.
Look, man, we've already been hurt. We got our hopes way up.
Yeah.
Only to see them dashed. I don't want to sound like a Debbie Downer, but I'm anticipating never getting to eat at the Crescent Beach ever
again. Yeah, I think at this point it's a lost cause.
It's a sad statement.
It's just not going to happen. I mean, look, man, it's been closed since 2012.
I know.
Who the hell could this mystery buyer be? Are they local?
Oh. Some fat cat?
No, with what?
No, well, yeah, I would think like a local person would have known about this place for a long time. Like, again, the interest in it all of a sudden is suspicious to me and makes me feel like it's not somebody from here.
Okay, well, here's the thing. If it is local, I guess it's possible that they saw the excitement when this woman, quote, bought it back then, and they thought, okay, if this many people want it back, then there's
money
to be made
here. Or maybe this person saw something or knows something about it that they saw potential.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Has the excitement died? Is anybody thrilled with this story yesterday? But if this person is a local person that is looking into buying the Crescent Beach, there are some questions to be asked.
Make that.
First question, A number one.
That's it.
Do you believe in curses?
There is no such thing as an actual curse.
Okay, if you believe in curses, the last thing you want to do is try to buy the Crescent Beach. The woman who recently bought the place is facing federal prison time. But she is just.
But that's not a curse. It's something she brought on herself.
But she is just one of many folks, Tommy,
who have tried and failed
since 2012 when the Crescent Beach closed, that have had their life turned upside down. In fact, even before then.
What happened?
In 1973, the property burnt to the ground.
Really?
Yes. It was rebuilt. They had a massive renaissance. It became the place we remember. But then in 2010, the state briefly seized the restaurant for non-payment of taxes.
Right.
It was bought to be opened under new management a few months later. That plan was shut down when inspectors found illegal construction and plumbing work going on at the place. In 2013.
Illegal plumbing.
It was going right into the lake. Hey, just take a dump. Let the fish deal with it. In 2013, Canadian developers bought the place to make it a casual Italian dining spot. That plan blew up when they were hit with liens for not paying for the work they were having done. Tommy, every person who has touched this place since its last iteration has ended up in a courtroom because of it. This last woman could be going to jail.
Well, it sounds like there's been a lot of shady folks showing up.
Maybe.
Based on what you just described.
Well, I mean, maybe.
Illegal this, shoddy that, no permit over here.
We are a show that believes that sometimes illegality comes out of desperation. So it's very possible that every person that's had this restaurant in their hands started with the best intentions, got pushed into a corner, did something they thought
they wouldn't
get caught for, and
boom,
they ended up bad. But if I'm this guy and I'm looking at court, illegal, court, potential jail time, I want no part of this restaurant.
No, but maybe he's not putting a restaurant there.
Okay.
Maybe he knocks it all down and develops something else on the property.
So let's talk about that. 252-WCMF, as we find out yesterday from Gary Craig and the DNC that someone has put in an intent to buy the Crescent Beach restaurant after the woman who bought it a couple of years ago maybe going to jail. Would you guys be okay if they made it something other than the Crescent Beach?
Well, I mean, if it's not going to be a restaurant, Why develop it into something so it's just not some crap hole that's just falling apart? But right now it looks like a crack house.
It does not look like a crack house.
It looks like it's a falling apart crack house. It's called
as opposed to them highly maintained crack houses.
Yeah, some of them are very nice.
I want crack, but I want quality crack.
Gary's Crab and Crack House out there on the west side, way out there.
Make it something other than put otherwise townhouses it's just one up. Big old empty lot.
Like if you developed it into like townhouse, like waterfront townhouses, you would sell those things like 50 plus fat asses like myself.
I don't know if it's that big of a lot.
Yeah, well, call it tracksuits.
But to his point, it is really surprising that property like this right on the water.
Yeah. It's prime.
It's been sitting untouched. Right. I mean, maybe the people that owned it wouldn't allow it to be anything else. Can you do that?
Oh, maybe that lot is set to be like a business.
Well, that hasn't worked out so well.
And, I mean, I don't think it would take too much, Kimmy, with our housing shortage for somebody to be like, make it houses. I mean, hell, you could make one big house there if you wanted to.
Or a mansion.
Yeah, big old house.
Yeah, I mean, and it's surrounded by all those other mansions in that area. Yeah. It's not like it wouldn't fit in perfectly. Yeah.
In that little spot, it would. It would be unusual.
It's a West Side mansion. It'll work.
Bro, you couldn't afford anything. Anything within 5 miles
You're
of
so
the
poor.
Shore in Charlotte. And you know it, too. That's way too classy for you.
I could buy T's house.
I mean, you would think like T's you house. Could just...
Capital T. You're a lowercase T. Tammy.
Almost turn it into like a little waterfront park area.
Yeah, it doesn't make any money.
But why does it have to make money?
I know, but if
with the taxes from it.
But I'm saying if it's just... Taxes. I don't know if like the town could take it over, but it would, you know, you could turn it into a space that everybody could enjoy.
Well, I mean, okay. The reason why that would work is, you know, you say you're not making any money. You haven't made money on it since 2012.
Right. That's why you got to put housing.
At that point, it's just causing problems.
Okay, but like the argument against your idea of turning it into a park, I mean, there's already like 50 tiny little parks in that
area. You got Charlotte right there, which is a massive park.
Not right on the water.
Charlotte's right there.
Okay, well, Charlotte, but this is down a little ways.
Yeah, but I mean, even
on
the way.
You are away from the pollution.
Between Charlotte. What?
Yeah, because the pollution kind of stays right by the river.
What are you talking about?
What pollution?
No, I mean, the pollution's everywhere. It's a giant body of water.
No, but it kind of hangs right there.
You're just making stuff up.
No, I don't, man.
No, I don't make stuff up.
Walk out there.
No, I don't make stuff up.
Green-ass beach.
Shut up, man. Kimmy, they got that, what's the little inlet area, that park that's like literally right down the street where people go fishing? Right there on the, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but that's like more on the pond.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, Kimmy's all about the park. Let's make it a green space.
Just a parking lot. Just a giant parking lot.
Look, I'm not getting my hopes up for the Crescent Beach coming back. That being said, if they turned it into condos, although we need them.
Yeah, you do.
But here's the thing. It's not even like people that need a place to live would be able to afford to live on the water.
No, but it'd be like people like my age that want to retire.
Oh, yeah. And then someone who needs housing can buy your house in Pittsburgh?
I don't know, people I know, though, that live on that little Edgemere Street, like it's so quaint and like they really... It's like its own little community. Like, I wonder how people that live on those streets would feel about, like, an apartment complex going up.
Not an apartment
like
complex.
Condos.
Well, okay, but we're going to... I mean, like,
high-end townhouse.
But we're at the point, even if townhouse, condos, whatever, it doesn't matter what you think about it. We're at a threat-level midnight needing places to live.
What do you got now?
Because, like, every town... Because, like, it's happening in Pittsburgh right now. They've been trying to build this, like, condo apartment community.
Is that the one along the railroad tracks there?
You got it.
In Mendon?
It's been, like, a 15-year project.
Yeah.
And Pittsburgh's been fighting it the whole way, and it's finally starting...
Again.
Yes.
Yes.
But it's been nothing but a fight because we don't want, this is a nice community. We don't want people living in it. How dare you live here?
Oh, by the way, you're living right next to the railroad tracks.
252 WCMF. What a bitch. You are such a bitch.
You're going to wake up in the morning, your bed's going to be in the living room.
The railroad tracks run in the backyard of half of that town, man.
I know, man. We had to rearrange the furniture every Monday.
Okay. Again, 252 WCMF. Gary Craig of the DNC said someone has put in a notice to purchase the Crescent Beach. I believe the government owns it right now after it was taken from the woman who bought it a couple of years ago, who is now facing jail time involving a bank situation.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not anticipating this place opening up again. All right?
Yeah.
That being said, if they knocked it down to make townhouses, it would break my heart.
Why?
It's because, man, it does feel like that should be what's there.
I know, but it's gone.
No, but it's not. It's still there.
And here's the thing. Even if it does reopen, it may not be what you think. You know what I mean? The guy could go in a completely different direction than keeping the ambiance of the Crescent Beach.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'd still want to see, even if it goes in a different direction, give somebody a chance to, you know, make it something.
Okay.
Make it your own.
I loved it. It was very... old school. Like, very unique.
Yeah, yeah. That's what was great about it.
I know.
Well, it wasn't old school at the time. It was just school.
Yes, yes.
Today, it would be old school. 252-WCMF. We've been rambling. I'm sorry. Let's talk to Tim. Hey, Timmy. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. What do you got?
I live on Edgemere Drive.
Wow.
And you're partially right. That lot is 8 different lots there. So there's residential lots, and there's also the commercial lot. At this point, after 13 years, they need to tear the whole damn thing down. It is a disaster in there. When we had the flooding, they were pumping water out of that basement forever. And I cannot imagine what it looks like inside. I know she put a lot of money into it. Was putting a lot of money into it.
Yeah.
Didn't get very far.
Okay.
And living in that area, we just want it gone. I'm tired of hearing, oh, we got to bring back the nostalgia stuff. That's a bunch of bullshit.
Whoa, Tim, you're getting awfully mad about a restaurant. Now, hold on. Let me back up here.
So he was a bulldozer.
I live near it, I live near it, and it is a crap hole now.
Okay,
I
mean, Tim.
The number of people that sit in that parking lot and do nefarious things is disgusting.
Ooh, nefarious.
And it's my home. I live there.
All right, so, Tim, let me back up. Hold on, Timmy. Hold on. I got some questions.
It's a drug den, Pat.
Timmy.
Full of horny grandpas. Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Can't look for love in any wrong place, buddy. Where there's love, it's the right place. Tim, how long you lived on Edgemere?
15 years.
All right, so you weren't around. So you were there for the end of the glory days of.
Yes.
Okay, you gotcha. I mean, Tim, do you have folks that live in your neighborhood that have been there much longer than you, the older set that have been there 20, 30, 40 years?
Yeah, all around me.
Okay, I mean, do you know how they feel about it? I mean, are they holding out hope that they could have a place to literally just stumble down to, have a wonderful dinner, and then go back to their homes that they remember?
Everybody desires that, but everybody pretty much knows it's not going to happen. So tear it down, develop it. We don't want another park. We don't need more people down there that are bringing their trash in, that are bringing nonsense in. There's already a park.
We got Nonsense Park.
There's already a park at the end of the street. We don't need another one.
Yeah, Kimmy, your idea sucks.
We're not going to maintain it.
Kimmy, your mic's off. That's how much you suck. Your mic doesn't even want to listen to what you have to say.
Yeah, Kimmy wants to go down there and smoke pot in your parking lot.
Just a thought. I didn't know you didn't want to share, Tim.
No, but this guy's got eyewitness to the crap that's going on down there.
Yeah, no, he just
said
what
you don't even know where this place is.
He said it's bad
every
down
day.
There.
We could call the police every day on stuff that goes on in that parking lot.
All right, well, Tim, listen. There's one suggestion I have for you, because you seem like a nice guy. Switch to decaf.
Yeah, I'll try that.
All right, Timmy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest day. You're sick and tired!
Well, he sees what he sees.
The beach is no longer crescent. Fun drugs. And
going down there to BF Park.
I love how you've inserted grandpas trolling for other grandpas.
But that's what happens in these parks.
No, it's not, man.
It's a parking lot.
The line of Crown Vicks going in and out of there night and day.
The line of Crown Vicks full of Vicks getting crowned. With that.
Spray park.
Shut up.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a best man speech, but getting one from some random plus one.
I am honored to be standing here today, also confused and a little hungry. Does anyone want to switch entrees? Pretty sure I checked beef.
You wouldn't settle for just any speech, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Yeah, sometimes it's the silly things that lead to success.
Yeah, like what?
And this is silly. It's been silly. Their plan has been silly, but it's working.
Great.
Because apparently we will buy any food item that is at minimum a foot long.
Yes.
You're hanging out in the break room, watching just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. So the last 15 years, Subway has been on a roller coaster of business.
Yeah, they've been making the headlines.
Because like they were doing great.
Number one, weren't they bigger than McDonald's?
They had more locations at McDonald's worldwide. Yeah. Yep, they did that. Then everything happened with Jared.
Right.
And that hurt him, even though it really didn't have anything to do with them.
No. Right.
Then it turns out that their footlongs weren't exactly a foot long. They were shorter than a foot. And then they tried to argue that footlong was just a title, not an actual measurement, even though you use the measurement of footlong. Mm-hmm. There was a bunch of scandal. Then there was that rumor that their bread had stuff that yoga mats were made of.
Oh, the tuna had – was it –
tuna wasn't tuna.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that stuff. And they fell on some rough times. Mm. But they're back again. Not thanks to the subs that they're selling.
What are they selling now?
Well, they've started selling – side snacks.
Yeah, yeah, but I wouldn't call this thing a snack.
Well, the newest one they have, Subway is now offering foot-long nachos.
Wait.
Okay, so I've seen this at ballparks as like ballpark food where, actually, didn't the Bills do something like that this
last
season?
I think they did yard-long nachos.
Okay. Either way, like, I always pictured that to be one of those extreme special foods that like you'll get at a sporting event. So, I don't know if I'm ordering that outside of a stadium.
So it comes in like in a 12-inch like pan?
Yeah, it's like a box.
And oh, it's a box.
Yeah, it's like loaded up. It's got a top over it, and then you can go to Subway and get your foot-long nachos with all the fixings on
it. And you're going to eat that by yourself probably, right? Because, I mean, that's usually – I'm guessing Subway's a big-time lunchtime hit.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So that means for lunch, you're going to get a sandwich.
Yeah.
And then eat a foot of nachos.
I don't know why you're laughing. That's actually awesome.
It does sound good.
And then go to work. Go back to work.
Yeah.
How do you work with all that in your gullet?
That's a commitment.
Well, I don't know.
Like, how fast can you eat that? Like, I say your standard lunch is 30, 45 minutes.
Sure. 10 minutes in line.
Right, so that whittles it down to, but you'd have basically like 20 minutes to eat that.
So you'd have to, so if you're getting a foot-long sub and a foot-long of nachos, that's 24 inches of food in 20 minutes. You would have to eat about an inch and a half of food per minute.
Yeah, that's hauling ass, man.
So here's the thing.
What?
The foot-long nacho is not the first foot-long food that Subway has got into.
No,
they started
it ain't.
With the foot-long cookie.
Yep.
Then they moved into the foot-long pretzel.
Yeah.
Kimmy, did they have a foot-long Cinnabon that they were selling?
No, that was your dream.
It is my dream.
Was it, or was it just they had Cinnabon?
Okay, whatever it was. But all of their foods that they've been showing, we saw it during football season, a foot long. And it turns out, based on what they're doing here, we as Americans will eat your food no matter what it is, if it is a foot long.
Yes.
The longer the food, the more we want.
Yes, it is.
Is that a fair statement?
Oh, yeah, look at us, man.
Okay, no, but that doesn't make sense, you idiot.
But our health is going in the toilet. But the sandwiches is getting bigger.
Which is weird,
You shouldn't eat a foot of cookie.
Oh, it was the foot-long cookie.
The foot-long cookie. Yeah. That was the first one they did.
It was like a chocolate chip.
Yeah, chocolate chip. Well, I think they also had the macadamia nut. By the way, the macadamia.
There's no way it's macadamia nut. It'll cost you like $45.
The white chocolate macadamia nut cookies at Subway. Oh, my God.
That's gourmet.
Oh, my God. Good.
Yeah.
My brother worked at Subway when he was in high school. And I would show up to pick them up from work.
It's the most expensive nut there is.
Bro, I'd open up that cookie case. And rah, 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 rah.
It's the cashew and nuts.
Is the appeal of anything footlong, like the ability to eat it versus like if you had a cookie that was like the size of a pizza or something?
Well, because
like
have
the footlong cookie, it sounds easier, less of a commitment than if it was in a different form.
Like a big circular cookie.
Yeah.
Okay. I get what you're saying.
You may not look at that giant cookie and think, I'm going to eat that whole thing. But if you stretch it out into like one long cookie, maybe it looks less intimidating.
Okay, that's a good point. But I would think you would want it to look bigger because we always want more. And here's the thing.
We don't seem to be intimidated when it comes to food anymore.
And like giant cookies are all over the place, Kimmy. You know what's funny about giant cookies?
Because you can get a giant cookie for like a birthday cake.
Well, no, we're talking, yes, that's called a cookie cake. Thank you for explaining to the universe.
No, but saying like that already exists, to your point.
No.
Right, but that's meant to, you would get that to split, not to eat yourself most of the time.
Most places you go, hockey rinks, ballparks, gas stations, sell those giant like face cookies.
Yeah, they're about the size of a Frisbee.
Yeah, and you always think like that's too much cookie until you have the last bite of that cookie and realize you ate that whole. I always do that. I'm gonna eat half this cookie. I'll let my daughters eat the rest.
You can eat that whole goddamn cookie.
I can't help myself once I start eating a cookie.
I would be sick.
I love cookies. Had a cookie on Sunday.
That big?
It was a big ass cookie. It was so good.
I don't know how you do it, especially now because you're thin.
I don't know.
When you were all flappy, I can see you getting that thing down no sweat.
No, I'll put it this way. You know those little cookies, the communion wafer ones they sell at Wegmans, the chocolate chip ones?
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Don't get those. Just go for like the regular size cookies.
If I open up a box of the communion wafer, chocolate chip cookies, and Wegmans, unless my wife physically takes it away from me, I will eat that whole box of cookies.
Yeah. Because you're like, what's one more?
Yeah. And they're poppable. There's one in your mouth. I don't even have to bite
them. So they're that small?
They're like, that big. You've seen them before, you idiot. So ones you used to get for free when you were a kid, the cookie club.
I haven't cookied in a long time.
Bro, you walk through Wegmans, you don't see the cookies?
I do see the bakery cookies. But you're talking box cookies.
They're in a clear box.
Yeah.
And you can just put them. They fit on your tongue.
Oh.
And I got a big mouth. Maybe it doesn't fit for everyone else's tongue.
Yeah, thanks for pointing that out.
Anyway. But it's just hum, hum, hum. And then like the 40 cookies are gone. And it's very depressing. It's a depressing moment when you realize you ate an entire multiple family serving of cookies.
And you do it quickly.
Yeah.
It's not like you nibbled on them for a week.
Yeah, no. I mean, throughout the day.
I could probably do it in 25 minutes.
Every time you go into the kitchen, grab another handful.
No, if I'm watching TV and I got that box open in front of me, 25 minutes, those cookies are gone.
Yeah, but if I bought a foot-long cookie.
Yeah.
I couldn't finish it in a day or two.
Yeah,
I would have to.
Up. I love. Oh, God. Guys, I'm so healthy. I couldn't even finish.
I'm telling you, I couldn't get it down.
Doug, like this. I've seen you get down plenty of foot long stuff, bro. I wouldn't worry about it.
Your mom.
That doesn't even make sense.
Oh, it was a foot long.
252 WCMF.
And twice as wide.
Shut up. Subway.
Stinky inside.
Adding to their foot long food craze is now selling foot long nachos to go along with their foot long cookie and their foot long pretzel.
Think of all that cheese. Goddamn nacho cheese. What do they put a bucket of cheese on that thing?
You get cheese on your foot long sub. That's a foot of cheese, too.
I don't know if. I don't. think I've ever ordered nachos at a restaurant.
No, what about like the distilleries? Like an appetizer, a Mexican restaurant?
Like as a side,
yeah,
though?
That was my take. Like who eats that for lunch?
Side of nachos? Yeah, you can get side of nachos at Taco Bell.
But like at a fast food place, would you order nachos as a side?
When I go to Taco Bell, I always get nachos.
You do?
Nachos.
What do you get like chips and little
dip? No, I get the Nachos Bel Grande.
So you're telling me that it's poured all over
Yes,
like nachos.
Yes, that's how nachos are. Have you never had the Nachos Bel Grande at Taco Bell?
I don't think I have.
Both of you? No. I mean, him I get.
I don't get people that eat nachos at home.
Wait, what?
Like home nachos are like, the best nachos.
I've never made nacho. That doesn't
Not
seem
even
like
as a fat guy? You never realize I don't have much going on here, but I do have chips and cheese.
No, I mean,
You've never made nachos?
Like to pour them out and put them in an oven and bake it? No, I've never done that.
What is...
That's not like home food to me.
Are you sure you're human?
That'd be like, what'd you have for dinner last night? Oh, I made some corn dogs from scratch.
What do you own
over at the Texas State Fair?
I eat corn dogs for dinner. I love corn dogs.
Wait a minute. You serious?
Dead ass, man.
Dead ass serious. You like corn dogs?
I love corn dogs.
You like them homemade?
Yeah, why do you ask?
Bro, you are lucking out.
Why is that?
I'm just getting into the corn dog game.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah. Got myself a nice little kiosk going on.
Oh, where's that?
Oh, it's in the men's room.
What's it called?
It's called Uncle Tommy's Homemade Corn Dog You Bet Your Sweet Ass to Your Mouth Sauce.
You're going to get salmonella that way.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who's showing up.
Shut up. I agree with you. Having nachos.
Home nachos?
No, like home nachos are for like a game or something. Yeah, I'm not going to eat home nachos for dinner.
No, but that's what we're kind of talking about. Yeah, that's what the concept of this is.
No.
It's like you're not going to go get these nachos and bring them home for like Super Bowl. You're going to eat them in the car and sit there.
Side of nachos is fine. Side of nachos is appropriate. Nachos as a meal, I agree, would be weird. But making nachos at home and to nibble on while other things are happening, okay.
I can just go chips and dip.
Yeah, because you're we could also do that. But if I want nachos, I'm going to make nachos.
So you're going to do like ground meat and like peppers
and
stuff?
I'm a chicken nacho guy.
But you're going to like cook chicken.
Between that or cooked or like cooking beef.
Yeah, what's the difference?
No, but you got to like bake a chicken and then chop it up and throw it over there.
All right, I'll explain. Look, now you made. Okay, we're going to explain how this is done.
When's the last time you chopped a chicken?
Actually, the other day.
Yeah.
Other than that.
Kimmy's right.
But
you go get a rotisserie chicken from Wegmans. You get the high quality. How do you spell those chips that start with an X? Zizel?
I don't know. I bet I know which one.
Those high-end chips you see in that brown bag?
They're the brown bag.
Yeah, Wegmans got them.
You get those chips. You get canned cheese. You get shredded cheese. You get whatever veggies you want to put on top of it. You bring home the chicken. You quarter the chicken.
Man, I'm not doing all that goddamn.
You pull it.
I'm going to make a goddamn meal.
It takes 5 minutes.
You just described chopping chicken.
Bro, it's quartering a chicken takes 5 minutes.
I gotta heat up the cheese. I got the peppers over here.
It's the simplest meal you can make.
Heat it all up together.
Oh my God. You are so frustrated.
What a waste of time.
How do you
You make dumplings.
Yeah.
Is that not like a few steps?
I don't home make. I'm not rolling the dough.
I thought you made dumplings at home.
No, I didn't make them. I bought them.
I heated them up and said I made them.
What do you think? I took a Chinese cooking class?
I thought you did.
You kind of look like an Asian dictator in that outfit this morning.
I do a little bit, yeah.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a lawyer, but getting some guy who just watches courtroom dramas.
How does the defendant plead?
Guilty.
Wait, what?
Also, objection.
You object to what?
Erroneous.
Counsel, approach the bench.
Hey, can I get a whack at the gavel?
You wouldn't settle for just any lawyer, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today, while great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.